أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله، وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. We are reading about the hurmat, that interest is totally haram, and in contrast to that, business is permissible, and also in contrast to that, giving of charity is greatly meritorious. So Allah Ta'ala, after all what we have read, and then interest was made haram, and Allah Ta'ala told that those who have iman, they will give up the interest. The power of the iman will make them give up interest, no matter how much was outstanding or any future business transactions of interest, they will stay away from it all. Now Allah Ta'ala warns on the other hand, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فِرْ أَغَلْ نَهِي چھوڑتے. And if you are not going to give up your interest, if you are still going to carry on after that Allah has made it haram, then Allah Ta'ala says, mention, remember, you will be cut off from the list of the friends of Allah. Those who are His allies and His friends, you will be cut out from that list, and you will be included now in the list of the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. And those who are the traitors of Allah Ta'ala, who don't observe His commands and go against His commands. And in that case, remember, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ تَتَيَّارْ هُو جَاؤُ لَرْنِ كُو اللَّهَ سَي اور اس کے رسول سے. Then become ready. Allah has declared war on those people. Now you become ready also for your war against Allah and against His Rasul. And who can fight against Allah and the displeasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So whoever is involved in interest after it has become haram, Allah Ta'ala says they are at war with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who is at war with Allah, we can well imagine there is no goodness in his life. And explanation of this is this war, that they will be arrested in an Islamic state, as it was for about 1200 years when the Islamic Khilafat was in existence. Anyone who was involved in interest was arrested. And when he is arrested, then he will remain in prison, and he will be given the various options which are given in details in the kitabs of fiqh. And it can also lead to him being executed, that he will be executed also for not obeying and regarding interest as halal and not giving up the interest. So that Allah Ta'ala has warned, has sounded a very serious warning. And we all should consider it very, very greatly. Today almost the non-Muslims are non-Muslims. Their whole economic policy is on interest. But unfortunately, this is by and large the Muslims' the way also. Though hopefully, inshallah, we don't regard it as halal, but our lives also have been all involved now with interest. In various ways, we are involved in various forms of interest. So there is a very dangerous situation. And Allah Ta'ala says, if you give up the interest, then remember, wain tuktub, or agar toba karte ho. If you make toba and you give up your interest now, falakum ruusu amwalikum, so tumhari waaste hai asal maal tumhara. Then for you, your original wealth will is yours. That is the capital that will still be yours. And also before interest was made haram, not now, before it was made haram, whatever interest the person had taken, that is now, it won't be taken back. It will be left by that person. It will be all right for that person. And after interest has been made haram, now to get involved in interest, and that was that when these ayat were being revealed, 1400 100 years ago, not today. Whatever was still made haram, the person had to stay away from it completely. Even if people were owing him interest money, it was not allowed to demand it, it was not allowed to accept it, even if they paid it. لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ نَا تُمْ كِسِي فَرْ ظُلَمْ كَرُوْ. You don't make zulm on anyone, that is, don't demand the interest money. Now that Allah has made it haram, don't demand the interest from the people who are still owing you interest. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ or نَا كُوِي تُمْبَرْ, and nobody will make zulm on you. That is your original capital for on which you gave interest, that is yours, and also the interest you had taken before interest was made haram, that is also left to you. No zulm, no oppression will be made to you, and you don't make any oppression and zulm on anyone. So this is these are the beautiful teachings of Islam, and on an interest-free basis. For 1200 years the ummah was free of this, and the ummah, the economy of the ummah flourished. Very greatly the ummah, the economy of the Muslims flourished very, very greatly. And now that we are taking the interest, we are living in this state that hardly anyone owns anything. All is owned by the bank. In our name is there on the title deed, etc. But it belongs to the bank. When the bank wants to, at any time they come in and they take possession of that property. We just fall back on our payments a little bit and they come and they claim that property. It is not ours. So it looks like we are just living in a dream world, that everything is belonging to us, but it doesn't belong to us. In an Islamic state, what is yours, it belongs totally to you. It is not that it doesn't belong to anyone. In this economy of the West, which is today, our money, we just pay for money. And we all will remember, it was not long ago, that on the paper money it was written that I promised to pay the bearer so much, that was the equivalent in gold. Now that is also no more written. Now it's only paper, which means nothing. And they can, whenever any government wants to nationalize things, they just cancel all the notes. If they make an announcement now, all 200 rand notes are cancelled, then it's just that paper which means absolutely nothing. It can't do anything. And now not even the paper, it is just one plastic card. Our credit cards, debit cards, that is all what our money is. It's just one card, and they can just cancel it any time. In fact, just their machine stops working, and your money doesn't work anymore. If there's any fault anywhere, your money doesn't work. That was not the system. When it was an Islamic system, it was of gold which you possessed, which was in your possession, and you knew you had that gold. And then they changed it, that they printed money in place of so much gold that they had. Now at the moment, especially the United States, they haven't got any gold equivalent to the money they have printed. They are just printing dollars, but they haven't got that gold in their possession. And how many of the states repeatedly become bankrupt? All they do when they become bankrupt, then they make it a big show, big political meeting. The parliament is meeting, assembly is meeting, and all they do is pass that we increase our the ceiling of our loan credit that we take. Now they are allowed to take more credit, and they just paying that credit all the time. And with that credit money, they are just paying now all their workers also. Otherwise, they haven't got money to pay their workers also. All the people in top government position, whether it is of a state, who is the leader of that state, to pay him also they haven't got money. Even that paper money they haven't got. So we are just living in a very flimsy world, and at any time it can collapse. Those who are experts in the IT field, they say the whole IT thing is also just without any foundation. It can collapse also. also anytime. So this is the type of world that we are living in. An Islamic system is a solid system, and it is a system that has got a solid foundation. So Allah give us tawfiq, and to bring that, if we will fight against interest, that I don't take interest. I will live for what I am worth, but I want to live a fancy life. I won't go and buy a 4x4 on higher purchase. I won't go and build a big house taking a bond from the bank, etc. But I will avoid all that. Allah's help will come, and then the Islamic system can come into existence. Even today it can, but if we are prepared, but we all want to live the Western way of life. The kuffar way of life has become, we accept that as the way of life. And all we try and do, being Muslims and the ulama, we try and fork out very crooked verses of the Quran to prove the kuffar way of life, that that way of life is right. If we understand basically, and that needs a lot of islah of a person to scrape out this Western way of life and bring a pure Islamic way of life in his heart. Otherwise, how many places in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala speaks of fi qulubihim marad, those people who have got the sickness, the love of kufr, and the ways of the kufr in their lives, and they cherish that way of life, those people will never be able to serve Islam. Even if they are ulama, or even if they are mashayikh, and even if they are pious people, but they got love of kufr in their heart, and they want that way of life, and they find fault with the Islamic way of life. Everything, birthday parties, that is 100% accepted to them. You tell them Islam is not right, they find fault in Islam. What's wrong with Islam that it's finding fault in birthday parties? It's finding fault in fashion clothes, in brand names, etc. In other words, that way of life has become our way of life. In that case, Islam does not flourish. Allah is not dependent on us. Allah does not need us. If we have the love of a pure Islamic way of life, then Allah will bring such a life for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice accordingly. Subhanallah.